Millionaires are programmed for success. Mental programming is a critical issue on your road to becoming financially independent and achieving super success. Now, just to review with you, understand and remember that your thoughts control your emotions and your emotions control your actions. You change your thoughts, you change your programming, you change your future, and you will be able to change your income. So let's back up and talk about the two levels of the mind I mentioned earlier, the conscious and the subconscious mind. Napoleon Hill said, "Every impulse of thought that reaches the conscious mind is classified and recorded, from which thoughts may be recalled." What he's saying is that every experience, everything you've read, everything you've seen, everything you've done, everything you've heard has been recorded and can be retrieved through the subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is a center for all your emotions. Remember, the conscious mind is the logical mind, and the subconscious mind is the emotional mind. And when your subconscious mind accepts an idea, it begins to act on it. It finds the knowledge, the idea, the wisdom, the energy to make it happen. Your subconscious mind will find the solution and will not argue with you. Sure, your logical mind will spend time trying to argue with you, but when your subconscious mind, your emotional mind, accepts it as truth, it doesn't argue with you, it just begins to act on it. So it's critical that you monitor your self-talk. What are you saying to yourself? What's really going on up there? Can you control your thoughts? Can you redirect your thoughts? Do you constantly say things like, "I can't," and "I'll fail," "it's no use," "things will get worse," "why try," "who cares?" Well, that's how things are. Your subconscious mind will accept what you program. Don't set up obstacles. You are what you're thinking about. You have the power to choose. You need to watch carefully what you're feeding your mind and how you program your mind. If you don't consciously select where you want to go, then your subconscious mind will select something for you. It will select what you think about. It will select your dominant thought. Your subconscious mind does not respond to coercion, does not respond to force. What it does respond to is faith, trust, acceptance, and a clear vision of the future. So the big picture, you have to understand, when your subconscious mind begins to speak to you through an intuition, an impulse, a hunch, an idea, are you listening? It will tell you things you probably don't want to hear, tell you things you probably don't want to do, but those are things that will be critical for your success. That's the difference between success and mediocrity. Those that dwell in mediocrity dismiss those hunches, those ideas, while those that are very successful follow them. Learn to follow that quiet voice that speaks in feelings, intuition, and impulse. Follow what you hear inside other than what people are telling you to do. Be aware. Turn the volume down to that negative, pessimistic, logical voice of yours. Be aware of your thoughts and feelings. Many people believe they're destined to poverty, they're destined for failure, there's nothing that they can do, that they have no control. Your belief, the programming of your subconscious mind, is the element which determines the action of your subconscious mind. And it takes time to train and understand your subconscious mind. It will resist you at first. Your logical mind will fight you at first. But the programming of your mind, the programming of your subconscious mind, is a critical aspect of millionaire psychology. Because the bottom line, you have to understand right here, right now, that wealth is a subconscious conviction. You have to believe it mentally before it happens physically. Do you have an abundance mentality? Do you believe there's enough to go around? Or do you have a scarcity mentality? Have you claimed the right to wealth? What gives you the right to be wealthy? Are you stuck in the idea that there's virtue in poverty? Do you really believe there's enough to go around? How are you acting around people who have money? When you tell your family and friends that you want to be financially independent, how does that make you feel? Or how does it make you feel thinking that you're going to tell them? You have to understand that money and wealth makes you more of what you already are. If you're miserable, unhappy, mean, and vindictive, it's just going to increase that. So if you're a good person now, it's just going to make you a better person. Decide right here, right now, that it's your year, that you have a wealth conviction, that you're going to program your mind for success. Because I have found that reaching success is like a building or a house. It takes time and certain steps to build the roof, to build the walls, to put in the electricity, to put in the plumbing. But I want to back up and understand that you can't do any of that until there is a blueprint. Then we must start with the foundation. And programming your subconscious mind is the foundation of your success. The mistake many people make in seeking success is trying to find the quick fix or something that'll work overnight. This is a process. This will take time. People spend so much time and effort to furnish the house, before the foundation is laid. They worry about the roof and the walls and the furniture before the foundation is there, and before they even have the design or blueprint. Success and wealth is a sequential process. There are steps to achieve the success. So let's talk about building that foundation. And the bigger and deeper the foundation, the stronger the building, the more you'll be able to accomplish. So why don't many people have foundations? Why don't they have true foundations? Why is their success built on a sandy foundation? Society has convinced us that the purpose of life is to outdo everyone else. We have to be better, earn more, look better, go after the goals based on wild dreams, not reality. We get so busy trying to keep up with what we think others want versus what we really want for ourselves. It doesn't matter how high you want the skyscraper, how big you want the building, you have to set the foundation to support the skyscraper. It's great to have big dreams, but you must back up and set a foundation to achieve those dreams. Just like Henry David Thoreau said, if you've built castles in the air, your work need not be lost. That's where they should be. Now, put foundations under them. He's saying that it's okay to dream big. That's great. Now, let's back up and put a foundation underneath those dreams, those wants, those desires that you have. So there are three parts to your foundation that I want to spend some time with. Dig deep. Think about where you're right. Think about how strong, deep, or sandy your foundation may be. The three things that create a foundation: your beliefs, your thoughts, and your vision. So let's start with beliefs. Everyone has a belief system. Our belief system guides and governs our behavior, and our beliefs tend to be the foundation of success. The reality is, you right now have conflicting beliefs going through your gray matter. You have conflicting beliefs that are sabotaging your success. If a missile or an airplane or a torpedo had conflicting guidance systems, two systems telling them what to do, they'd never hit the target. Or if an airplane had two control towers telling them how to land and when to land and what time to land, it would never be able to do it. And that's one of the reasons that it's taken so long, is you have conflicting beliefs going on in your mind. Now, beliefs can be good or bad, or maybe even neutral. Now, we probably all enjoy some strange beliefs. Maybe opening up an umbrella in the house, breaking a mirror, going under ladder, black cat, Friday the 13th, stepping on a crack, sitting too close to the TV. We have all these beliefs that maybe aren't that big of a deal, but then you have some beliefs that are a big deal. Those conflicting beliefs that have been programmed in your brain, what you believe about wealth and success in your future, a lot of times comes from your upbringing. Maybe one of your beliefs is that you have to have money to make money, but then you've heard of nothing down real estate. You want to be wealthy, but then you don't think you can be spiritual. You want to have a safe, secure job, but then you want to be an entrepreneur. You want to be wealthy, you want to be successful, but deep down you don't think you deserve it. You need to be able to identify your conflicting beliefs. They're causing stress, tension in your life, and impede you from being successful. Many things tend to crystallize our beliefs. Remember, beliefs and most behaviors are learned. Most of us go through life without spending too much time thinking about what we believe. We are social creatures and tend to imitate others, picking up good and bad beliefs as we experience life. Sometimes our beliefs are not even our own. They are the expectations of others. We are borrowing beliefs because we have not decided what is going to be our own internal guidance system. If you don't believe you can change, you can't. If you don't believe you're going to be successful or wealthy or happy, you won't be. It's time right now to dig deep and be honest about your beliefs. We tend to rationalize to ourselves and bury our true beliefs, maybe because we don't want to share them with other people, or they're different from what society believes. Beliefs are the root to your success. It does not matter if you desire to be more successful. If your beliefs don't match, your desires will never reach true success. Because we pick up beliefs in the strangest places. School, family, osmosis, society, the expectations of others, experience. It's amazing all these little beliefs that we've picked up that you have programmed in your brain that even right now you might not be aware of. But this is a key factor to understand for those who are wondering what's taking so long or tend to sabotage their success. So, what rules have you set for yourself? Is it time to think about changing your beliefs or changing your beliefs about the past? When you're able to do that and focus on the beliefs that will help you out, you'll see a big difference in your life and what you're able to accomplish. Look at your beliefs. Identify your conflicting beliefs. And you'll be starting the first part of your foundation, beliefs. The second part of your foundation is vision. Vision is critical. until you can see it, taste it, touch it, feel it, it's not going to happen for you. When you have a vision, when you can see it, it gives you a meaning and purpose to life. Commitment. It gives you commitment and direction. Vision gives you the big picture. And as Muhammad said, the person who has no imagination or vision has no wings. And vision, more than anything else, will dictate your day-to-day decisions. Vision will help you get past the low moods, will help you get past some of your negative thoughts. You're either going to have a clear vision of the future, or you're going to be bored with life, and you're destined for failure. Because no matter what your past has been, we don't care. It's your future, it's your vision that we're concerned about. There's two ways to look at the future: with excitement or apprehension. You need to have a mental picture so clear in your mind, or a video of the future, that it's already happened. So when you become financially independent, when you become a millionaire, it's not going to be a big deal to you because it's so clear in your mind that you've made it happen. When you move into your dream house, it won't excite you that much because you've already seen it so many times. That's the type of vision that we're talking about. Your vision will excite you. It'll bring that commitment and give you a sense of purpose. Now, a little reality check for you. If you're the type of person that's always stuck on worry, worrying about the past, worrying about the future, worrying about things you can't change. In fact, 90% of things you worry about, you can't even change anyway. It's been said that worry is negative goal setting. It expends your energy and tends to pollute your vision. Because when you have that vision, again, the decisions are easy. Your day is planned. You know what you need to accomplish. Winners win in advance. So here's the reality check. If you're stuck on worry, if you're always worrying about different things about the future and things you need to accomplish, it's because your vision is not strong enough. Let me repeat that. If you're stuck on worry, it's because your vision of the future is not strong enough. When you have a clear vision, it tends to eliminate worry. You know you're going to be able to do it because you can see it, taste it, touch it, feel it. It becomes part of your mental reality, and it's just a matter of time before it becomes part of your physical reality. So that's number two. So we talked about beliefs. We've talked about vision. And the third, your thoughts. Your thoughts are so powerful, they affect your body functions. They can relax muscles, secrete hormones, they increase your pulse rate. They can even raise your body temperature. As Ralph Waldo Emerson says, a man is what he thinks about all day long. That dominant thought. You, right now, where you are right now, is a sum total of all your thoughts. So to take control of your life, you must begin by taking control of your mind, taking control of your thoughts. You've heard it before. No thought resides in your mind rent-free. Because you've ever had that thought pop into your head, wow, how did I start thinking about that? That's mental ping pong. We need mental focus. You're in charge. Learn to, what I call, redirect your thoughts. Because the reality is this. You're going to have a very negative, pessimistic thought come into your brain. That's just reality. A mediocre person will dwell on it. They'll think about it. They'll give it some momentum. They'll give it some gas until it starts consuming them and it becomes part of their reality. A successful person, the negative thought will come in their minds. They'll redirect it. They'll bring back a more successful thought. They won't let it take root. That is the big difference between mediocrity and success. So ask yourself, where are your thoughts taking you? Are they mostly negative or are they mostly positive? Are you giving your negative thoughts a place to grow? Can you learn to focus and concentrate? Attention spans are at all-time low, around 13 to 18 minutes and shrinking fast. You need to be able to learn to focus and concentrate. It takes effort. That's why most people don't do it. They'd rather watch TV and not think about it. Don't let your mind wander. Learn to control your dominant thoughts. Learn to be aware of your thoughts. It takes a lot of effort at first, but once it's programmed, it becomes much easier for you. Because your mind is always working. There is always a thought, positive or negative. And back to Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich said, every man is what he is because of the dominating thoughts which he permits to occupy his mind. Thoughts which a man deliberately places in his own mind and encourages with sympathy and with which he mixes any one or more of the emotions constitute the motivating forces which direct and control his every movement, act, and deed. So when your thoughts are mixed with a burning desire and a purpose and a vision, and you have the right belief system, that translates into wealth. That translates into success for you. So what is consuming you? What is your dominant thought? What are you focusing on? Because as we talked about earlier, if you're focusing on what you don't want, That is what you get. That is what you're attracting into your life. You are the master of your destiny. You can design your thoughts. You can program your future. And you can decide right here and right now exactly what you want. To change your reality, to change your income, to change your relationships, to change your future, you need to change your thoughts. You need to be able to see it in your vision. You need to be able to visualize it. And you need to be able to think it. So as you look at these negative thoughts that are coming into your mind, you have to ask yourself, how is your past influencing your future? Do your beliefs really match your goals? And how are you going to turn these beliefs into a conviction? I'm talking about conviction. I'm not talking about a hope or a wish. I'm talking about conviction. I'm talking about a burning desire that there's no other option but to make this work. And when you can program your brain with that type of programming and work on your foundation, your beliefs, your thoughts, and your vision, you're on the fast track to success. So now that we have your foundation built, let's look at framing the building, putting in the structure for your tall skyscraper. And the frame or the structure is emotional mastery. Emotions are critical for you to understand and be in control of for your success. If your emotions control you, you can't control your future. I mentioned Daniel Goleman, author of Emotional Intelligence. He said, understanding emotions is more pertinent to leading a successful life than having a high intelligence. Emotional intelligence determines our success in our relationships, our work, and even our physical health. Now, emotional intelligence is motivation, empathy, self-awareness, social skills, emotional management. I want to focus on emotional management. I want to focus on some things that will make a big difference to help you understand what are your emotions telling you? Why are they there? When you hide your emotions, that's when you're destined for failure. Because when you have a high emotional intelligence, you're more confident, you're more understanding. You trust yourself more. You have a different demeanor. You attract different people in your lives. You achieve more and have better relationships. So emotions, they're not only like a gauge in the car, they also prepare the body. They affect your body. When you feel emotions, you can perspire, you can blush, you can laugh. They affect your thinking. For example, when you feel anger, blood flows to the hands, making it easier to hold something or to hold a weapon. Your heart rate's increased, adrenaline's released. When you feel fear, blood is transferred to the large muscles, making it easier to run. When you feel love, you relax more. You're in a different state of mind. When you're surprised, more light hits the retina of your eye, making it easier to gather information. When you're happy and in a good mood, things happen in your brain that affect your body, that affect every aspect of your life. So understand when you have an emotion, it's not the event, it's how you interpret it. And many psychologists feel there's only really two basic emotions, fear and love. Now under fear, they say anger, anxiety, depression, shame, guilt, and under love is joy, compassion, satisfaction, and even happiness. The reality is, and the big picture you need to look at your life right now as we talk about millionaire psychology and your success, is to realize, are you stuck in emotional avoidance? Are you burying your emotions? Because that is a sure sign there's something wrong in your life, that you're not congruent, that you're not doing the things that you know you're capable of achieving. Signs of emotional avoidance. Are you ready? No sugarcoating here. This is reality. Pretending something didn't happen. Overeating, drugs, alcohol, excessive TV, working excessively, anything in excess is a sign of emotional avoidance. Quick to anger, depression, any type of compulsive behavior. Not wanting to talk about your feelings to others, lack of ambition, and even depression. You know, research shows that only 5% of those that have taken and experimented with cocaine get addicted. And those that get addicted to anything, from TV to drugs to alcohol, is usually an avoidance issue. It's usually the lack of emotional mastery. So if you want to master your emotions, you have to understand, when you feel emotion, it's not to bury, it's not to get rid of, it's telling you something. You need to acknowledge it and identify it. Okay, what emotion am I feeling? Trust it. What is the message? What is it telling you? What's incongruent in your life? Is it something you can dismiss? Is it something that you can grow out of? Is it something that you need to handle and take action? When we suppress our feelings and emotions, it is the major cause for problems we experience in our life. Okay, let's tackle a few negative emotions. We don't have a lot of time together here, but let's talk about a few of them. We've talked about worry. Worry is negative goal setting. You're worrying about things now or in the future, or maybe about worried about something you did in the past. It makes you feel anxious, uneasy, and concerned. So if you feel worry, don't bury it. Understand that worry is caused by indecision. And if you want to get past worry, a lot of times it comes by making a decision. And then there's anger. Anger is a secondary emotion, meaning what you're angry about or what somebody else is angry about is not really what they're mad about. I was talking to a few students at the university. One student had beat up his roommate because he ate his Cheerios too loud. Now, that triggered it, but there were other underlying issues. Now, things that trigger anger, when someone's trying to control or dominate you, or you're feeling overwhelmed, or you're wrongly accused, or you need more space, or even a physical or physiological threat. So when you feel anger, understand it's a secondary emotion. It's usually triggered by a secondary thing, and there's a primary cause that you need to find. It's meaning that something's askew in your life, something's wrong, you need to find out what that issue is. When people fight over squeezing the toothpaste in the middle, about having the toilet seat up, and they get mad and angry, I guarantee you there's other issues. Other things they need to take a look at that's making them angry. Then there's frustration. Understanding that frustration comes from an unmet expectation opens your world. So when you're feeling frustrated, what that means is somebody didn't meet your expectations. Do they know about them? Do they understand them? Or when someone's frustrated with you, you haven't met their expectations. Or here's a fun one. How about resentment? Resentment comes from the word sentir, which means to feel. So you're re-feeling, you're re-sentiring, you're resentment. You're re-feeling, you're rehashing a moment in your past. And when you rethink it, when you're re-feeling it, when you're having that resentment, you're playing it back and you're getting the same feelings, those same negative emotions that are back. Anytime you feel a negative emotion, it'll drain the energy out of you. You'll attract different things in your life. You have to have full control of your emotions. Don't bury them. Acknowledge them. They are telling you critical things that you need to do, that you need to understand to go forward with your life and your income. So as you can see, programming, your mental programming, your foundation, your structure is critical for your success. Doesn't matter how wealthy you want to become, how successful you want to be, it all comes back to this programming and this foundation. The bigger, the stronger the foundation, the bigger and stronger your success and your wealth. Another crucial aspect as we interview and monitor millionaires is a topic that many of you deny that you have a challenge with. But I guarantee you right now that every single one of us has a challenge with this, and it's self-esteem. So let's define self-esteem. Self-esteem is how much you like yourself. And it's very difficult to like yourself if you're not doing the things you know you're capable of achieving. When you have healthy self-esteem, you're not worried what other people think. You can follow your heart. You can stay on track. You don't have the fear of criticism. You're just out there to win. And you can admit when you're wrong. So where does self-esteem come from? The people who are truly happy and comfortable with themselves are the ones who are able to live with and achieve what they want, not what they think others want. When people truly function in this manner, they are more pleasant to be around. They tend to be more generous, upbeat, and open-minded. They fulfill their own needs, but are careful to consider the needs of others. In fact, the National Institute of Student Motivation did a lot of studies on self-confidence and self-esteem and found that self-esteem and self-confidence is more influential in academic achievement than IQ. And there's countless studies that show that healthy self-esteem impacts your income levels. So how much do you like yourself? Are you allowed to like yourself? Why is self-esteem at an all-time low? Low self-esteem and depression is rampant in our society. In fact, 2 out of 3 Americans suffer from low self-esteem. What's going on? Well, first thing is that we're in denial. If I did a self-esteem seminar, very few people would come. We all suffer low self-esteem in some aspects of our life. Is it public speaking? Is it in a swimsuit? Is it your knowledge of a certain topic? Is it your people skills? Is it your telephone skills? Is it your persuasion skills? We all suffer in different aspects of our life, and that's okay. We have to address it and not deny it. Here's an intriguing study. They found that 80% of third graders had healthy self-esteems. By the time they got to fifth grade, went from 80% to 20%. And by the time they got to 12th grade, graduating from high school, down to 5%. Do you hear what I'm saying? From third grade to 12th grade, it went from 80% having high self-esteems to 5% having high self-esteems. What's happened? Society, the media, the people around you have programmed you for failure. And the media always lets you know that how you smell and what you do is not correct. You have to have this product and do this and look like this. You watch the sitcoms. Many of them aren't part of reality. They're fun to watch, but sometimes it destroys self-esteem. How skinny you need to be, how you look, what you wear, what you drive affects many people. So society is sucking the energy out of people's self-esteem. And that's one of the big reasons why very few people achieve millionaire status is because they can't see it, they don't feel it, they don't have the self-esteem to match it. The challenge is, when you work with people and understand yourself, is most people suffer from what we call a false self-esteem, which could be defined as pride. Now, we're talking about semantics here, pride. Are you proud of your children? That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about pride. Pride is a cover-up for low self-esteem. C.S. Lewis said, "Pride is a spiritual cancer. It eats up the very possibility of love or contentment or even common sense." And you've seen this with employees, maybe a boss. When someone has a low self-esteem, they cover it up with pride. They cover it up maybe in their possessions or a degree or their position. And those that do suffer from low self-esteem, you can see it. They tend to gossip, which brings other people down so they feel better about themselves. They resent others who are more successful than they are. They have the inability to take criticism or even the ability to accept compliments. "Oh, you look great today. Oh, this old thing? I found it in the gutter." No, say thank you. So let's have a reality check. How good do you feel about yourself? Do you feel like you're on track? Are you feeling congruent with what you want to accomplish? And until everything lines up, when we talk about mental programming, we're talking about your esteem and your beliefs and your foundation and your vision of the future, you will sabotage yourself. This is a major cause for you saying right now, "Wow, what's taking so long? It doesn't seem that difficult. I see all these other people doing it. Why can't I do it?" Is because it's the mental aspect of the game. When people are stuck in low self-esteem, they look for security in external things. Versus a high self-esteem, they have a security inside. They feel good about themselves. It doesn't matter if people criticize them or are negative or condescending. Those that suffer from a low self-esteem have a scarcity mentality. There's not enough to go around. They need to get theirs right now. Versus a healthy self-esteem, they have an abundance mentality. Low self-esteem, you have to compare yourself to others. And that's the big challenge. You're always comparing your weaknesses to other people's strengths. That is huge. That's a big reason you've demolished your self-esteem. You're always measuring your weaknesses to everyone else's strengths. Now, when you have a healthy self-esteem, you don't need to compare. It doesn't matter. You know you're on the right track. You're following your heart. Low self-esteem, you're always tearing people down. You're pulling them down to help yourself feel better about yourself. With a healthy self-esteem, you're lifting people up. They feel better about themselves. They want to be around you. They want to help you achieve your wealth. Low self-esteem is always concerned about who is right versus a healthy self-esteem is what is right. Are you ready? Is it time? Are you going to give yourself permission to win? Can you feel that it's time to work on some of these things that'll make a huge difference in your life? Yes, I know. People tend to work on these things last. They tend to deny them, that they don't have a challenge. We all have different strengths and weaknesses. We all have been poisoned by society. Let's change it. Let's move on. Let's work on it. And as I go through these audios, I know it's overwhelming at times. I know many things you want to accomplish at times is overwhelming. But remember, when you feel overwhelmed, your mind will shut off. Break it down into smaller, manageable, bite-sized pieces. Listen to these CDs multiple times. Come back to them every 6 months. It's a process. It's going to take time. Learn to understand your subconscious mind. I know you didn't have a manual growing up. Now you do. Just to review, your subconscious mind takes every thought that reaches the conscious mind and records it and classifies it. It's almost like you have a hard drive. In your brain, everything's been recorded. It's the recollection that the subconscious mind will help you with. It receives all this information, these thoughts, these impressions, again, whether positive or negative, and it programs yourself and your future. So just to reiterate, it is up to you to program your subconscious mind. It's up to you to program it for success. Because the default setting society has trained you on is programmed you for failure, has programmed you for mediocrity. Your subconscious mind is a garden. You get to decide what you're going to let grow. So really, what are you planting in there? What are you planting in the garden of your subconscious mind? Are you letting weeds grow? Are you forgetting to water? Are you fertilizing it? These are all decisions and things that you need to think about as you look at your foundation. Wealth is a subconscious conviction. We talked about your foundation. Look at your beliefs. Identify your conflicting beliefs, and you'll see a big difference in your success. Monitor your thoughts. And develop a vision that is so real and so exciting for you that nothing will stop you. I want to repeat the fact that it should be so real in your mind, that dream home, the dream job, the financial independence, the $1 million, that when it actually happens, it's not a big deal because it's happened so many times in your mind that it's been created mentally that when it happens physically, it's not that big of a deal. And then, of course, the structure, your emotions, understanding your emotions, the emotional mastery, and understanding self-esteem. I know these aren't easy things to think about. I know these are easy things to deny. I know that those in the poverty mindset right now are saying, oh, that was nice. Or, I don't have a challenge with that. Or, what else is new? Everyone has a challenge with this. Millionaires and successful people work on it every day. Decide what you want. How tall do you want your skyscraper? Build a foundation. Work on the structure. And you will have the skyscraper of success you've always dreamed and wanted.